This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The jury has delivered a verdict this afternoon in the case against the former Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy who shot and killed Christian Glass. Andrew Buen has been found guilty of reckless endangerment. However, the jury couldn't reach a verdict for a second-degree murder charge or the official misconduct charge. Prosecutors will meet Monday to decide whether or not to reset the trial for those two charges. 22-year-old Christian Glass had called police for help after his car got stuck in a mountain road in 2022. Prosecutors said Deputy Buen needlessly escalated the situation before shooting and killing Glass. A former Aurora fire paramedic convicted in the death of Elijah McClain has also been sentenced this afternoon to 4 years probation, 14 months in a work release program, and community service. Jeremy Cooper was convicted last year for administering a large dose of the powerful sedative ketamine to McClain, who was pinned to the ground and unarmed. Elijah McClain's mother, Shanine McClain.
They all failed the city of Aurora and every member in the communities of Colorado. I wonder what I would say today because I have already said so much. I have already experienced so much.
Cooper will serve 14 months in work release, which is a program that allows convicted defendants to spend weekends and nights in jail but go out and work during the day. However, it was unclear whether Cooper will spend any time actually incarcerated. Meanwhile, Denver police have cleared protesters out of the Auraria campus in the city's downtown. They were protesting the war in Gaza. Storms this evening across the Denver area. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.